Biological males on transgender drugs up to 93% more likely to suffer heart disease. By Kurt Zindulka on October 7, 2023. Biological males who take transgender hormone drugs are reportedly up to 93% more likely to suffer from heart disease, according to a study in the European Journal of Endocrinology. An analysis of the health outcomes of 2,671 self-identified transgender people from Denmark between the ages of 22 and 26 over 5 years found that men put on transgender hormone drugs to increase estrogen levels were nearly twice as likely to suffer from cardiovascular disease compared to average men. This was done by comparing cardiovascular disease rates among a control group of 26,700 people. The researchers found that those who were assigned male at birth who began taking trans hormone drugs were 93% more likely to suffer heart disease than average men and 73% more likely than women, The Telegraph reported. The incidence rate was approximately 3% for biologically male transgender individuals, compared to 1.5% for men and 1.7% for women. Meanwhile, transgender individuals who were assigned female at birth and who took testosterone-boosting drugs were found to be 63% more likely to suffer from heart diseases than average women and more than double the average male. Biologically female transgenders had an incident rate of 1.7%, compared to 1.1% for women and 0.8% for men. The lead author of the study, Dr. Dorte Klintborg of Odense University Hospital in Denmark, said that the study indicated that the hormone treatments were believed to be directly responsible for around a third of the increased cardiovascular health risk for female-to-male transgender people. The evidence of the drugs increasing the risk for biological males was less understood. Cardiovascular and metabolic outcomes were more prevalent in transgender persons compared to controls. Gender-affirming hormone therapy exposure could contribute to the elevated cardiovascular risk in transgender men, assigned female at birth. Future studies will be able to bring further knowledge regarding mechanisms for higher cardiovascular risk in transgender men and women. However, she said, hormone treatments such as estrogen will increase fat mass and lower lean body mass, and increased estrogen is usually associated with increased risk of autoimmune disease and inflammation. For trans women, assigned male at birth, AMAB, hormone treatments such as estrogen will increase fat mass and lower lean body mass, and increased estrogen is usually associated with increased risk of autoimmune disease and inflammation. Several other factors apart from body fat/leanness and muscle mass could affect risk of vascular and metabolic diseases in transgender populations, and we still need more long-term data. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindulka or email to zindulka@breitbart.com.